You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're having a great time. We're doing all kinds of celebration. We didn't even play Fireball because we're all mixed up here today. But we have got the godmother, the guardian angel of all of our children everywhere, Lauren Book. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you heard the news?
Which news?
You're going to have to listen until the fourth quarter, but text me. We found out about Vivian's donor earlier today, and we're going to talk about it in the fourth quarter, so make sure you listen on the Internet later on today, but it's pretty good news. You can share that with Uncle Ron. That's right. So tell me a little bit about what the legislative Caring for Kids agenda is this year up in the legislature.
Well, we are so excited this year about some pieces of legislation that are really going to be protecting kids all throughout the state of Florida. We have such incredible legislative champions, and some of the pieces of legislation will be announced later this week. And so we'll have to come back and let you know a little bit more about that. But it is going to be a great year for children in the state of Florida.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a great year for Vivian and I as well.
I was teasing it, just like you. You have to wait till the fourth quarter.
That's correct. You're the best, Lauren. Now, tell me, I know you've got a whole bunch of programs specifically in the schools themselves. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Maybe the kind of stuff you're sharing with teachers?
We are so excited. Next week, actually in 2 weeks, is our Safer, Smarter Schools Conference, where we will be releasing the first ever pre-K through grade 12 evidence-based abuse prevention curriculum. The conference will be in Orlando, Florida from February 16th through the 18th. And we have a wonderful keynote address from Matt Sandusky Davidson, the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky. And excited to have him with us and share his journey through survivorship and now thrivership. And that will actually be Facebook Live streamed. So you guys listening can tune in and get to see a little bit about that. But we're in 55,000 classrooms, keeping children safe all throughout the state. And it is just such a wonderful time here at the foundation. We're working so hard, and we couldn't do it without your support. So thank you so much.
It's our absolute pleasure. It is our charity of choice. As you know, I was abused as a child. I'm not going to talk about anybody else. But the point is that the most important thing we can do is guard our children. And, you know, with just a little education, most of them can be safe. Can you give us a couple of quick tips?
Absolutely. It's really important to have open and honest dialogue with your children. Make sure that you know who they're hanging out with. Always make sure to have a PLAN before kids leave the house so that you know the place that they're going. You have to know the location, the names and numbers of who they're going to be with, and always making sure that they are that they're communicating with you, and you're watching how they interact with the adults around them. And if you have adults in your children's lives who are spending some undue time with your children or would prefer to spend time with them over you, something may be up, and you kind of have to listen to that gut instinct. But also, if some of those adult children show up with presents or things that you didn't purchase for them, money, phones, something may not be quite right. You've got to tune into that.
Wow, so that's like called grooming, right?
Absolutely. The grooming process is one in which a predator and offender will try and build a trusting relationship with your child and actually you as the parent to gain access to your children and really begin that abuse process. And so really important to be keyed into that, to watch how your children interact with those adults, but also how those adults interact with your children.
You know, Lauren, I've watched you do some magical things during your presentations. I've seen the kids come up quietly afterwards and share their stories with you. And I know you talk to different ages of children differently. What would you say to a really young child that really you can't say the word sexual or any of that? You can't talk to them about look out for cell phones. What should a parent with a small child, a very vulnerable person, do?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about boundaries and what's safe and unsafe. And we always use those terms, a safe secret or an unsafe secret, a safe touch and an unsafe touch. And those unsafe secrets or unsafe touches make us feel icky, confused, and not quite right. And any time that you get a secret that's not safe, icky, or not quite right, or you get a touch that makes you feel unsafe, you have to go to a grown-up buddy, somebody in your trusted triangle, which is three or more grown-up buddies that you can talk to about anything, whether it's a fight with a friend, a bad dream, or a touch that makes us feel not quite right. And so it's so important to constantly use that safe versus unsafe language in your family.
Well, you know, Lauren, now let's pretend that now that we've spoken to the younger child, let's step up to more of the middle tier. What would you say to a middle school child?
I think, again, it goes back to having that open and honest dialogue that's developmentally appropriate, to let them know that if there's anything going on that makes them feel uncomfortable or not quite right, they can talk to you, that you're there to help them. But also kind of plan and brainstorm with those children a safety network. Maybe some different people that they can talk to, whether it's a teacher or a family friend. If something is not quite right, maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. At least they have other trusted adults in their life that they can access for help.
Well, Lauren, okay, now I want to talk about the group that it happened to when it was me. I was 14. My parents dropped me off at the job site. They left me alone with the person, and, you know, he groomed me, then he hurt me. So it happens to teenagers, too. What should the parent of a teenager look for?
Again, I think it's always watching and noticing how your children interact, no matter what age they are. Later in life, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you notice behaviors. And so if they were once really excited to go to work or to a job site or to an activity, and then they become maybe withdrawn, nervous, or they don't want to attend, something may not be quite right. Ask them, what's going on? You used to be so excited to, you know, go to work, or you used to be so excited to volunteer at this location. What's going on? You know that if there's ever anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, you can come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that we talk about is popping in to locations that your children are, no matter how old they are. Just go over and check it out. Say hi. Bring them a snack. Bring them lunch.
Yes. Yeah, it was for me, you know, it was the most horrible thing that happened to me. I was, you know, basically tortured until I broke. It was horrible. So, Lauren, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I know that if somebody, for instance, thinks that there's abuse going on, there's things that they are required to do that they can do. Tell us some of the things that you've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years that have changed our environment in the state of Florida to help our kids stay safe. Got a couple of minutes left.
Well, absolutely. The most important thing for listeners to know is that we are the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, and that if you suspect that a child is being harmed, that's anyone under the age of 18, that you not only have a moral obligation to report that abuse, but a legal obligation to report that abuse. And if you don't, it's actually a third-degree felony. And so you must call if you suspect that a child is being harmed at the DCF hotline, and that is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And that's 22-AB-U-8-E-3. And so you have to make sure that you make that call and make that report, so it can be anonymous. But make sure that you do that, because it's just a phone call, but for the child it is everything.
Lauren,
and
you got
you, I
you,
know it's so important.
Lauren, you got stepped on, and we have 1 minute left. I know you and the coach are big sports fans, so I'm gonna say it to you this way. Could you please repeat the phone number slowly for the Jets fans that are listeners?
Absolutely. It is 1-800-96-ABUSE.
You know, Lauren, I want to just say this, is the things that you and Coach, you know, that's what we call Ron Book, her dad, do for the kids that are here in our community and statewide, nationwide, and I'm going to say this, Miss L'Oreal, Woman of Worth, internationally, I want to just thank you for all of the people that have been abused, all the kids that, you know, are out there at risk, and I'm going to say it this way, all the kids you'll never meet who you stopped the abuse from even happening, high five to you for being an American hero, Lauren Book.
Well, thank you so much, and I am tuning in to hear what the good news is in the fourth quarter.
Oh, we love you. Go to Lauren Book. What is it? LaurenceKids.org. LaurenceKids.org has all this stuff, right?
That's right. You can check us out, LaurenceKids.org. follow us on Facebook to make sure that you can see all of the great, exciting things happening at the Teachers Conference in the next 2 weeks.
I'm looking to boost your likes and views, Lauren. Thank you so much. You, Claire,
thanks,
the whole
guys.
Team. Okay, tell
We're
all our friends
in.
Out there, we love you, Lauren Book.